This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program, we are speaking with Dr. Tiffany Ryan, PhD, MSW, LMT, RYT200, co-founder of Yo Massage, a resource for wellness professionals and individuals offering a fusion of relaxing, supported yoga poses with hands-on massage therapy. Dr. Ryan is a director of trauma therapies for Our Lady of the Lake University, a massage therapist and certified yoga instructor. Dr. Ryan, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
And you're most welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, for starters, why is touch an important part of health and wellness?
Well, you know, I think intuitively we know that we need touch. Humans need good, safe touch. Studies have shown this. We know that babies who aren't touched adequately or enough in a safe way have failure to thrive. Babies who are cuddled more have better emotional regulation as they grow into adulthood. People now are even paying for cuddlers. I don't know if you've seen that, but in certain cities, you can hire somebody to snuggle you. And so I think when we see the research and just what's happening in society, we know how important touch is for humans. And the science is really starting to catch up with what we know intuitively and make sense of it for us. So what happens when we're touched in a safe way is that our body, our brain releases good hormones, happiness hormones like oxytocin. They make us feel, very lovey and warm. Epinephrine and norepinephrine are released. Those are hormones that allow the body to release stress. So when we're touched in a healthy, safe way, we get these doses of really good hormones, and it also decreases stress hormones like cortisol. So we know biologically that touch is really important, for our bodies. So there are some amazing researchers out there. One of them in particular has been doing a lot of work on touch. Her name is Dr. Tiffany Field. And one of the studies that I like to cite of hers is that really only 15 minutes a day of safe touch can lower blood pressure, heart rate, cortisol levels, while also stimulating the hippocampus, which is the memory center. So, and she has done quite a bit of research, as well as other researchers, on the impact of touch and your ability to process trauma. So that's one of the things we do with Yo Massage. We have a trauma-informed Yo Massage training, and we're using Yo Massage not just in the regular community, but also for those who have experienced trauma.
And even taking that further, how does integrating massage, restorative yoga, stretch, and mindfulness techniques help the client?
Yeah, so, we just talked about kind of the importance of touch, which is we deliver through massage. But what a lot of people don't realize is that in yoga, the stretch part of yoga, yoga means more than just stretching. You also have strength component. You have a breath component. And mindfulness pieces of it. But the stretch component of yoga actually stimulates the same sensory receptors that massage does. So when we're incorporating the two, basically you have a double dose of the feel-good aspects of massage. So you're getting that through the stretch, but the other part of yoga that is wonderful is the focus on breath. And so that really is the mindfulness piece of it. And in Yo Massage, we incorporate that throughout the class. But the mindfulness piece allows you to focus on just one thing at a time. So it could be focusing on your breath. It could be focusing on the feeling of the stretch or the feeling of the massage in your body. And when you do that, it allows your brain to rest and reset. So, you know, often we're kind of stuck in this kind of stressed out, state. And what happens when we receive the hands-on touch and we start to focus on the mind-body connection is that we're able to get into that rest and relaxation mode and let our bodies reset.
Dr. Tiffany, what are the pain points for massage therapists and bodywork practitioners in managing and growing their business, looking at that perspective?
Yeah, so, it's interesting. When we created Yo Massage, we just did it because we thought it would be an awesome class to offer. But then after we put it together, we realized that it really was addressing a lot of these pain points. So one of them is limited revenue opportunity in the traditional massage therapy field. So, you know, in massage therapy, we serve one client at a time. That's how it's really always been done. We often work for someone else who takes the cut if we're not working for ourselves. And in certain areas, like I'm from Portland, Oregon, our rent is really high. So if you are working for yourself, you're paying, a pretty high rate monthly for rent. And a lot of massage therapists really are not making a ton of money. So there's that component. But then there's also, it's sometimes surprising to hear most massage therapists' career span is only 5 to 7 years. And that's because it's hard on their body. We work really hard with our bodies doing deep tissue massage and things like that. So the other piece is that we have a limited pool of clients. So there are only so many people that can afford to pay for a massage regularly. It runs, I would say, depending on where you are, rural, urban, et cetera, between $60 and $100 for a 60-minute massage. So, what Yo Massage has done is we're able to serve multiple clients in one 60-minute to 2-hour session. You are working for yourself, paying a much smaller amount to rent out a yoga studio to run your classes, and you're not using your body for deep tissue. We don't do deep tissue work in Yo Massage, so it's certainly not as hard on your body, and you're getting clients that maybe normally wouldn't go get a one-on-one massage, that don't feel comfortable getting on a table, taking off their clothes. They don't understand maybe what massage is. And so it's a great kind of introduction to touch. And that's the whole idea behind this. So we know, kind of combining the first two questions you asked me, we know the impact, the awesome impact of touch on people's mental health and physical health. And so if we can make that more accessible to people, cost-wise as well. So, when you're in a group class, obviously it's not going to cost as much as if you do something one-on-one. So you're making it more accessible cost-wise, but also, people who, like I mentioned, wouldn't feel comfortable maybe or don't understand or know about massage or yoga. So, there are lots of pain points for massage therapists and body workers. People get into the field because they want to help people. They're people that really have a good heart and are passionate about their work. But there are, definitely things that are challenging.
It sounds like you're facing those head on today. We are with Dr. Tiffany Ryan, co-founder of Yo Massage, a director of trauma therapies for Our Lady of the Lake University, a massage therapist and certified yoga instructor here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, what are the bigger trends for the massage or bodywork industry right now, and what will 2019 look like looking ahead?
Yeah, so I think kind of building on what we've talked about so far, massage therapists are looking for new ways to extend their careers and preserve their own bodies. So there are lots of things out there. There's, I don't know if you've heard of gua sha, bamboo bodies. There's a lot of different kind of manual tools that massage therapists are looking to use, cupping, so that they can save their hands and their fingers and their bodies. So using these tools allow them to do deep tissue work without having to hurt themselves. So I think that's one thing. They're looking for ways to, you know, change that dynamic up. I think also, you know, like I mentioned, massage therapists are, they want to help people. That's why they got into the field. And a lot of massage therapists are interested in exploring the use of therapeutic massage to help with anxiety, depression, PTSD, and other similar issues. And so, you know, there are a lot of different things out there right now, different approaches to doing this that massage therapists are looking to get trained in. So I think those two things are really what's hot right now in the massage therapy and bodywork industry. And then I think on the flip side of that is with clients, I think clients are looking for more affordable and accessible self-care. You know, I think I was actually listening to one of your podcasts the other day on acupuncture, and people are looking for community-based acupuncture, something that's affordable that they can do. People are looking for, you know, they, I think, are understanding more the importance of taking care of themselves and incorporating self-care into their routine, and they're wanting to find ways to do that that are affordable and accessible for them. So I think we're going to be seeing more opportunities for that in 2019.
And for sure on that. In conclusion, do you have any advice for current or would-be massage practitioners to be successful in this industry?
Yeah, you know, I think being open to thinking outside of the box. I think so often we get stuck in thinking about things how we've always done them, and that we can only do body work you know, deliver our services in one way. And I think it's important for you to be open to combining, you know, various proven therapeutic relaxation techniques, thinking outside of the box and how to deliver those services. And I would also just say the little things matter. So any little thing you can do to make your clients feel cared for goes a really long way. So things that don't cost much to you, like hot towels, essential oils, maybe a little chocolate at the end, a thank you card, including an inspirational reading in a yoga massage class, using hot packs or eye pillows, those little things that don't cost much but really enhance the relaxation experience are going to help you retain your clients and have people you know, tell their friends about you.
Well, Dr. Tiffany, certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for introducing Yo Massage to the audience. If listeners wanted to get further details on your practice, where could they find further details online?
At yomassage.co. For our website. We also have a Facebook page and Instagram that we post regularly on. You can find us just by searching Yo Massage, YOMASSAGE.
And that certainly works. Again, all the best, Dr. Ryan, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Awesome. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it.
Hey, and you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Tiffany Ryan, co-founder of Yo Massage, a resource for wellness professionals and individuals offering a fusion of relaxing supported yoga poses with hands-on massage therapy. Dr. Ryan is a director of trauma therapies for Our Lady of the Lake University, a massage therapist and certified yoga instructor. And for further details, simply visit yomassage.co. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.